Nolte, Democrats who suspend the Second Amendment will suspend all amendments. By John Nolte on September 12, 2023. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, D. Tyrant, believes she can unilaterally suspend the Second Amendment. If that's the case, then what's to stop her and her defenders from suspending all the amendments? Nothing. Under the sheep's clothing of a public health emergency, Grisham arbitrarily banned carrying a gun in Albuquerque, including lawful concealed carry. When asked to defend her tyranny, Grisham said, "No constitutional right is intended to be absolute. Does that include the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote? How about the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery? Are those not absolute?" Grisham used the murder of an 11-year-old boy in Democrat-run Albuquerque, a city that has had one Republican mayor since 1985, to justify this act. No sane person believes this ban will save a single life. In fact, sane people know what happens when criminals know everyone else is helpless and unarmed. What's more, everyone knows that the problem in these Democrat-run cities is not law-abiding people carrying guns to protect themselves. The problem is that Democrat-run cities are criminally mismanaged by those who run them. The real problem is the idiot voters who vote for these Democrats over and over and over again, even as their city implodes into despair, decay, and blight. Grisham is punishing only law-abiding gun owners, and she's doing so deliberately. People who should not be carrying guns are already outlawed from carrying guns. This all goes back to COVID. Using the sheep's clothing of a public health emergency, state and local governments shut down small businesses and allowed the big box stores to scoop up their customers. They closed churches and left liquor stores open. They banned funerals and cheered on riots. They forced us into useless masks and demanded social distancing while they joined massive protests. Using the sheep's clothing of a public health emergency, the government bullied social media companies into censoring Americans who questioned the vaccine, the lockdowns, and the masking. What's especially galling is that those of us who raged against vaccine mandates, lockdowns, and masking ended up being correct. Do you see how this works? Democrats are deliberately mismanaging their cities into dangerous sewers so they can use their own mismanagement as a public health reason to suspend our God-given rights. People stand back and ask, why would Democrats allow their cities to implode like this? The answer is simple: chaos, crises, and the tragic murder of children give Democrats opportunities to seize power. It's called the Cloward-Piven strategy, and like the Great Replacement strategy to replace freedom-loving Americans with more compliant, third-world illegal immigrants, it's as real gets. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.